There are some things about which I can speak with, if not authority, then a certain degree of knowledge, or understanding, or personal life experience. Fishing is not one of those things. And fishing in the Sea of Galilee in the first century, even less so. But fortunately for us, there are people who know far more about such matters, and those folks very helpfully write books and commentaries that are quite helpful to someone in my position. And so what they tell me about fishing in the Sea of Galilee in the first century is this. There is a particular way to fish. There's a method. There's a certain time of day, a certain part of the sea. There's a certain way the nets are cast. And the folks who fish this way don't do it because it's a ritual. Don't do it because it's a tradition. They do it because it works. That's the way you fish. They're fishermen. Fish are what they do. If they've been fishing all night and they haven't caught any fish, there aren't any fish to catch. They know what they're doing. Now, Jesus is a carpenter. Maybe a prophet, maybe a teacher. But he's not a fisherman. What does he know about fishing? There's a very nice, very chatty man who's been fixing the boiler at the parsonage for on and off for about a month now. And he's a great guy. And he knows a lot about steam heat. And he knows a lot about boilers because that's what he does. Boilers are his business. He's a boiler installer and repair person. He works in heating. And if I were to go down in the basement, I mean, even when our system is giving him a hard time because it's old and it's got little kinks in it and it's got little leaks in it, if I were to go down to the basement and say, hey, I'm a pastor, I'm a spiritual leader, I think you should connect that pipe to the one over there, he would very politely tell me to take a hike because I don't do boilers. I don't know anything about fixing a boiler. It would be ridiculous. And yet that's what happens in this story. Here are a bunch of fishermen, and in walks this carpenter and tells them how to fish. And they listen. Now, I'm not entirely certain why they listen. It may be that they've heard him speaking and they realize he's a man of wisdom and maybe they should listen to him. And I'll give them credit for that. Or it may be that they think, oh, look who knows so much. Mr. Smarty Pants Carpenter thinks he knows where the fish are. We'll show him. And we'll just do it to show that there aren't any fish out there. But lo and behold, they cast their nets and they take in more fish than they can possibly hold in the nets. The nets are splitting. They call in the other boat. The boats are sinking. They're so filled with fish. Then Jesus compares fishing to bringing people to God, fishing for people, bringing people into the love of God. And so he's basically provided a manual for doing that. If we're going to bring people to the love of God, we have to listen to that strange voice calling, saying, hey, try this. And we have to try it even though it seems odd. We have to cast our nets where we've failed before and cast them again and again and again. And we have to go out into the deep water to put down our nets if we're going to catch some fish. We have to go deep. Now, the Super Bowl is coming up. Football is one of those things about which I can talk with a little bit of knowledge. So the Super Bowl is coming up, and fans of football know what it means to go deep, right? I'm assuming I still know what it means. You're going for the long pass, right? You're going out for the long pass, and it's a risk because you're either going to totally miss it, possibly turn over the ball to the opposing team, or you're going to score really big. You're going to pick up some major yards. You might even get a touchdown. That's what it is to go deep. And it's the same
in our faith. Going deep is a risk. Not a risk of another team scoring or somebody else getting the ball or fumbling or dropping it or whatever. But it's a risk of ourselves. I mean, we're putting ourselves on the line. We're putting our whole hearts out there. It's about being vulnerable. And that's tough. I don't like that. I like to be safe and comfortable and secure in what I'm doing. But going deep means taking that risk. It means stepping out, means being vulnerable. And that's a scary thing. I believe this. I honestly believe that if we are unsatisfied with the number of fish that we've caught, if we look around and we say, there should be more people here. And I think there should. There should be more people here. We've got a great thing going here, and there should be more people here. I honestly believe that if we're not satisfied with the number of fish we've caught, it means we need to go deeper. It means we haven't yet gone deep enough. Because you can't catch fish standing on the shoreline, and you can't catch fish wading in the shallow water. And sometimes you've been fishing all night, doing it the way that's always worked before, and you're not catching any fish. And the voice of Christ says, you have to go deep. We can't use the excuse that the disciples, or these soon-to-be disciples, try using the first time. But Lord, we've been fishing all night and there ain't no fish. But Lord, we've been in ministry in this community for a century and a half. If there were fish to be caught, we'd have caught them by now. There aren't any more fish. There aren't any more people in Castleton. This is it. There's no one else we can reach. We can't use that excuse. Jesus isn't buying it. He says, you got to go deeper. You got to cast your nets from another place. You got to try again where you failed before. So how do we go deeper? How do we make what we do together here deeper and more meaningful? Our worship, how do we make that deeper? How do we scratch beneath the surface and let it enter our souls, ourselves? How do we make what we do together outside of the worship hour through groups and activities and programs that we do as a church, how do we make that deeper? More core of our being. How do we make the lives we lead out in the community, the day-to-day lives that are informed and infused by what we do here, how do we make that deeper? Deeper in our faith, deeper in our commitment, deeper in our relationship to God. And I confess to you that I don't know what we can do, all of us can do as a community to go deeper. I know personally, individually, some things that help me go deep, some things that are meaningful for me. For example, I love studying the Bible. I mean, I love picking it apart, getting in there and really examining it. Looking at it from another angle, looking at it from inside its context and what the words mean and what they mean in this place in the Bible and in this place in the story and in this place in history and what it means for me, that moves me deeper. And I know it moves some other folks deeper because we have a Bible study and people come. I know there are people that study the Bible on their own and find that experience there, but it's not what moves everyone deeper. Because we're different people. So what we have to do is we have to find those things individually, and we have to find those things that we can do together as a church, as a community, that move us deeper. We have to find where, and more importantly, how we can deepen and strengthen our relationship with God. And then we have to get there. We have to go deep, deep in our faith, deep in our commitment, deep in our relationship to God, and we cast our nets from there. That's where we have to be standing when we cast our nets. You remember last week, I talked about one of the rules of relationships in triangles. And I said that if you're talking about three people, you got person one, you got person two, and you've got God. And part of what we try to do is help people be in relationship with God. That's what we're talking about fishing, helping people come to know the love and the presence of God. But what this rule says is that we don't have any control over that other person's relationship to God. That's them and God. What we can do is strengthen our own relationship with God. And the stronger and the deeper that is when we reach out to someone else, the more we will be part of bringing that relationship together in that three-way relationship. The deeper we are, the stronger we are in our faith, in our commitment, in our relationship. When we reach out, when we cast nets out from there, that other stuff takes care of itself. We won't be worrying about whether or not we've brought in a lot of people. We won't be worrying about financial problems and whether or not we've brought in enough funds. We won't be worrying about whether or not we are faithful disciples of Jesus. Because we'll know. If we are deep, if we are standing there, we'll know that we are faithful disciples, that we have faithfully answered the call. So if I had one overarching goal, one overarching prayer for us as a community, it would be for us to find those places, find those things together that help us go deeper, find where it is that we can stand strong and sure in a deep faith, in a deep commitment, in a deep relationship with God, that we are open and we are vulnerable, we have taken that risk and we have found deeper and truer life there. And that as we find those places, we set sail. That is my wish. That is my prayer. Let it be so. Amen.